This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation that dominated discussion.
Senate Bill number 24, the Senate.
The week began with time spent on Senate Bill 24. Sponsor, Senator Bill Eigle of Weldon Springs, says this measure seeks to reduce personal property taxes.
So that we no longer charge individuals an annual property tax for something as simple as owning their vehicle.
During discussion, Senator Carla May of St. Louis weighed the pros and cons of the proposal.
If I'm not paying personal property tax, that's going to aid me on the side of real estate taxes.
By Monday night, there were not enough votes to give Senate Bill 24 first-round Missouri Senate approval. However, the vote was reconsidered on Thursday morning, which resurrected the legislation.
I move that Senate Bill 262 was Senate Committee.
Tuesday gave us Senate Bill 262. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan is the sponsor and says this measure would improve infrastructure.
Missouri's function as a hub of transport and travel has been a part of its story for all 200 years of its existence. And today, our roads are among the most valuable assets Missouri has.
Senate Bill 262 now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Senate Bill 317 to the committee for your consideration.
Earlier in the day, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee heard Senate Bill 317. Sponsor, Senator May, says her proposal would modify provisions relating to the suspension of licenses for a failure to comply with a child support order.
Missouri has suspended over 40,000 people's driver's license for not paying their monthly child support payments. This has led to low-income individuals losing their income as they have no other way to get to work.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 317.
Senate Bills 153 and 96.
On Wednesday afternoon, Missouri senators turned their focus to what is known as Wayfair. This is a U.S. Supreme Court decision that changes the rules on certain use taxes. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsors Senate Bill 153 and 97.
Any city or county that currently has a use tax would be able to collect this tax once it's implemented.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City talked about the need to protect local businesses as online retail grows in popularity.
We are now one of the last states in the country to not pass a Wayfair bill, the only exception being Florida.
Senate Bill 153 and 97 now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives.
No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned.
Next up for lawmakers is the annual mid-session recess. The first regular session of the 101st General Assembly will resume on Monday, March 22nd. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.